The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 15 degrees and sunny at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Miguel Folk Quintes, and here are today's headlines. Tensions escalate as India suspends visa services in Canada, a surprising study on poverty in Quebec, and cutting services for unhoused women in Montreal. The Indian High Commission has suspended visa services in Canada. This follows Prime Minister Trudeau's announcement that Canada was investigating the possible involvement of the Indian government in the alleged murder of Canadian citizen and Sikh separatist Hardeep Singh Nijjar. Merrick Thexton reports.
The visa suspension was motivated by alleged security threats. Arindam Bagshi, spokesperson for the Indian Ministry of External Affairs, put the blame squarely on the Canadian government.
The issue is of incitement to violence, the inaction by the Canadian authorities, and a creation of an environment that disrupts the functioning of our High Commission and consulates. That's what's making us stop temporarily this issuance of visa.
India disagreed with Canada's decision to allow Nijjar refuge in Canada despite the terrorism allegations against him in his home country.
There is a feeling that these are freedom of expression or whatever you call it, and such hate crimes are being condoned in the political environment.
Parmod Shabra, president of the India-Canada Association, sees faults in both governments' actions.
Both countries haven't dealt with it properly. The statement made by the Prime Minister in Canadian Parliament, first of all, it should have dealt with in a diplomatic way, not a political way. And I'm hoping that we will see some concrete evidence before it gets really worse.
According to Shabra, this conflict will create long-term hardships between the two countries.
I truly believe this set back a lot because in the past year, we were seeing a very good relationship between India and Canada, but this one has set back like at least 10 years. It will take a long time to heal this wound.
Canadian government has yet to make any statement on the suspension, but Canadian visa services remain open within India. I'm Marie Thexton for Concordia News in Montreal.
A 19-year-old man is in stable condition after being stabbed in Villeray last night. Police say the stabbing took place around 8:30 p.m. during an assault. The victim was semi-conscious with at least one stab wound to the upper body. He was taken to hospital. The attackers fled on foot. The police set up a crime scene at the corner of Saint-Michel Boulevard near Delouvain Street East. A dog squad is also being used for investigation. Police are waiting for the victim's recovery to help identify the attackers. Most people think it's more expensive to live in the city, but a new report published by the Quebec Institute for Socioeconomic Research, IRIS, has just shown that residents of rural areas are also struggling with the rising cost of living. Here's more from Eve Côté.
Tina Calvarez from the Montérégie West Community Network says she has noticed how higher costs of living are putting her clients under pressure to make ends meet.
Because of the increasing cost of bills and gas and heating, especially in the winter heating, they got to a point where it was either I pay the bill or I buy food.
On the other hand, Guillaume Tremblay-Boilly, who conducted the study, says specific issues are at play for people living outside urban areas, especially for those who live alone. Among them, the most significant is transportation.
Food product and other product have to move longer distances before they get on the shelves. But also the fact that in a lot of communities, people have to rely on their car to live.
Whether it's transport or other expenses, Calvarez says the increase in cost of living is having a devastating effect.
Having a family of my own, I can see the increase. If you were already on a tight budget before, you're not making it now.
According to Tremblay-Boilly, the creation of a national bus system would allow people to reduce their transportation costs and dependency on cars, and thus lighten the burden on the living costs in the rural areas. This is Eve Côté, Concordia News, Montreal.
As more and more people are looking for services in downtown Montreal, there's a new problem. Shea Doris has just announced they are closing down services. Angie Eastnell joins us in the studio with more. So Angie, what happened to Shea Doris?
Yeah, Shea Doris Shelter just unofficially announced that they will cut down services for at least 2 months. This is a decision that is really in contrast with last week's reports, which revealed that there are more than 10,000 unhoused individuals only in Montreal. So further down the street, there is Resilience Montreal that will pay the price.
So I'm not terribly happy, and I'm asking everyone to go to Resilience and to go and see what they go through, and for people to give them money, because let me tell you, Shea Doris has all kinds of money.
Why do you think this closure is happening now?
So the actual economical situation and the housing crisis, obviously, is pushing shelter organization towards really hard decisions. And we have Oldbury Mission that emphasized that small organization are they are victims of the inflation.
Yeah, it's definitely becoming more challenging also in terms of workforce, so retaining qualified employees or volunteers in the actual work environment. It's also a challenge for smaller organizations.
Are shelters feeling supported by the city or government?
So Nakuset is definitely not happy, right? Resilience Montreal clientele, they increased by 63%. And she says that there is a big lack of support from the city and the government.
This is making everything more difficult, and there is no action plan from the city, from the municipal or the federal, the provincial, nothing. So everyone is left to their own devices. And the organizations that are doing the work are underfunded. So someone send money, please.
I would like to remember as well that the 10,000 unhoused people in the street is just the top of the iceberg. This number is corresponding to last year and before the peak of inflation this year. And this number doesn't count people living in the car, not reaching for help, living at their friends or family house, and also in short-term rentals.
Thank you, Angie. That was Angie Isnel. Women in vulnerable communities will now have access to a national pilot program which will distribute free menstrual products to communities in need. That's from the Ministry of Women and Gender Equality. The budget is close to $18 million, and the hope funds to address the increase in food insecurity and period poverty, which exacerbates existing inequalities. These factors disproportionately hurt women and other vulnerable groups. Nearly one quarter of Canadian women have experienced inadequate access to period products. The Montreal and Toronto airports found themselves at the bottom of the rankings in a passenger satisfaction survey by J.D. Power. Trudeau came in third to last in the category of airports with passenger traffic between 10 million and 39.2 million per year. Airports in Western Canada fared better. Calgary and Vancouver were awarded 10th and 17th place. In better news, the report suggested that overall passenger satisfaction was up from last year. Quebec superstar Laurent Duvernay-Tardif is hanging up his football pads for good. The 32-year-old from Mont-Saint-Hilaire was part of the NFL's Kansas City Chiefs when they won the Super Bowl in 2019. He was with the New York Jets for the last two seasons. Duvernay-Tardif graduated from McGill as a doctor of medicine and master of surgery in 2018. He received accolades for volunteering at a Quebec long-term care facility during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. A new study found that yogurt could be the cure for garlic breath. Researchers at Ohio State University have shown in a lab that whole milk plain yogurt has a powerful deodorizing effect on garlic. It works by trapping volatile compounds that spread the pungent smell. The most important factor in trapping bad breath is the protein content. So, the next time you're doing the groceries, maybe reach for the higher protein yogurt. It'll make your parfait extra perfect. And if you're hoping to scare away the local vampires, maybe hold back on chasing down your garlic with a yop. Temperatures will remain steady in the low 20s until this evening, and then drop to 11 overnight. Expect crisp mornings, sunny skies, and highs of 20 holding on into the weekend. But bring a jacket for a chance of showers overnight Saturday and highs of only 19 on Sunday. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Miguel Folk-Quintes.